So the Ramban, let's try to get through to the Siddurim. And the two things I'd like to do tonight is talk about the Ramban's approach and a new insight into the Rambam's approach. Okay? And we'll see if we can do both of them, which I don't know if that'll be possible. Okay, the Ramban. Umasha Omru the oid mishum mitzvah. Okay, the oid mishum mitzvah is a problem. You see, if you say netilas yadayim is only gzeira, see, okay, but the Gemara says in Kuvov in Chulin the oid mishum mitzvah. So once mishum mitzvah, so then you have the option of learning that it's a separate mitzvah and maybe shemina mitzvahs like Ne'er Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. So the interesting thing, the Ramban doesn't have a problem with Abaye, because he says if it's a mitzvah, that's also not a problem, because the mitzvah is just a reframing of the gzeira. We have to see what that means exactly. V'hi hamitzvah hazu ba'atzmo. He's very clear. A mitzvah hazu ba'atzmo. Shiro'u, I would assume, shiro'u, I don't know what the ro'u is, I assume there's a mistake here, but I can't be 100% sure about that. I would say shiro'u is to see, I don't know what that means exactly. L'ha'achil ha'kol b'ta'ara. Frankly, I don't understand this word. L'ha'achil ha'kol b'ta'ara means le'cho. The problem is on me feeding you or on you eating. The oichel has to be noitel yadayim, not the ma'achil, correct? So this is a little bit confusing. The role, like we assume, is a total serve, but I can't, you know, I'm not responsible for that. But l'ha'achil is very strange.
If the chachamim is the subject and chachamim ro'u l'ha'achil Yisrael,
But they're not feeding them, you know. You could say lehei ochel, I can understand. Mm-hmm. Lehei ochel, I can imagine, but lehaachil is a little strange. Okay, I'm allowed to say that. Okay, oma tchila she'enu elo. So he's trying to explain how could it be such a thing that the most of mishum mitzvah and it really is not what you would expect it. It's like a surprise. Okay. He says the word tzrach is the giveaway. Omer tchila she'enu ela tzrach. So he says the word tzrach means shenohagu v'nisrachu bo v'ipinu mivum shero'u ocha. Here's ro'u is good. Shero'u ocha t'chuma al nideyem. So it's what they say in Yiddish noch gemach. They saw these guys do it. And they were doing it for sure. We want to be firm also, so we'll do it also. Okay? V'choz v'yomal v'oid mishum tzitzivu chachomim kein mishum gzeru d'tchuma. And that is the mitzvah. In other words, they converted the srach into a mitzvah. And that's what Ramban is answering the question that the old mishum mitzvah is not something separate. You know, he's trying to flip it, okay? To save the bar. Now. Okay. So the mitzvah is l'cheira to mekayim the gzeira, that the gzeira, which was by truma, should apply to chulin also. Okay? So the vioi, it's not a separate pirush, the vioi. But it's an extension that appears before. The halach gedolos in Siman Aleph in Brochis Perek Shishi, the boilei le'inish lemimshe yodei v'hod the mikveh sudasa v'af agaf the ko'ocho chulin. The snai noitin l'chul yadayim l'chulin u'lema'aser, and that's part of the thing. And he calls all on chulin. So l'chay, what he's trying to say is the chulin is part of this whole story. And Shalom Yisrael. And he quotes a mitzvah, and he quotes the whole Gemara in Chulin Kuvav. He has no problem with it. The Ramban would say that's the pshat, okay? That the it's Gzeira and there's Nisachu. Gzeira by it's Nisachu, and Nisachu and is what they did themselves. Rabbanan made the Gzeira into now. I would have assumed that what might have motivated this is the Gius and the Gemara. And you look, for example, the way the Baha quotes it, Omer Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashen, Loi Omru, the Tilas Yedayim L'chulin, El in Bnei Svach Tumah. So it was Ella. You mean you have no other option. There's nothing, there's no room to think about this. There's no room. Okay. And the emphasis is, in all Kisvei Yad that we have, the Gius and the Sugya is, either like Ramban, the Ein Netilas Yadayim L'chulin Ella Mishum Srach Truma, Ein Ella, or like the Bahag, Lo Yomu Netilas Yadayim L'chulin Ella Mene Srach Truma. I can tell you which kiss we gotta go which way, but that lechayr is not negated to us. But you know, once you go like that, so then it's not so difficult to say v'oyg mishumitzvah, because then v'oyg mishumitzvah lechayr is contrary to everything happened before, because it's only this, correct? So v'oyg mishumitzvah we interpret in a way that we wouldn't have normally interpreted, but the son of the sugi is much like that, and that lechayr is very nice. However, it's not at all clear that that's what all the Rishonim had, that text in the Gemara. Because the Gius and Tfus that we have, and you also find it in Rashi, seems to be of that opinion. Om Avidi Barov and Om Avitzchot Barashion, this is Dai Lechulim, Mipnei Srach Tchumah. So you don't know that it's only that, and the Oid Mishum Mitzvah could be telling you new stratus, okay, new option, okay. Now, then the Ramban does something more. Oma Tchila, okay, then he goes like this. The truth is, before we move on, the Rashi is mashma like the Ramban, even though the Gisa doesn't force it, because Rashi says the Ramaschol Netilas Daim Lachulim and Esrach Truma Hutzchu Shadaim Shnia is a place that Truma Avu Bchulim LeMahani Bushani Bnei Esrach Truma Shiagilu Oichle Truma Litar Yedeim Hanogus Bchulim. But we don't know the Srach is something which they would negate themselves, but Yagilu. Seems to me maybe there was such a takana, they should get themselves accustomed to it, or something like that. Almost like chulin should be like chulin shenasa tayas truma, that you should, you know, get yourself involved. Okay? Yagil is a little bit, I would assume, is a little stronger than Ramban, but it comes down to the same type of thing. Then it's the Bibnei, see mitzvah, the shmoh de b'chachomim, shetiknuha. So tiknuha means what we were talking about before. So I would assume, according to Rashi, that nothing changed. And this is not the impression you get from Tesis. Where the mitzvah is holding the Chomim Teimva, v'haloi mishum srach truma tiknua, v'im kein mai v'yoid. So, according to Tesis, if that's the pshat, the Gemara didn't say anything, because the Gemara already knew that before. So, that's when Ramban comes to say, no, it's not true, because there was no takon in srach. So it's a whole story. It tastes of Rashi also like that. So once you do like that, so then you know you have nothing more to say, because then the case of the Ramban is not very strong at all. Okay. Now, then the Ramban does something amazing, and I'm a little bit confused about this. Okay. Then he says, "V'rova pirish." Sheish bo oit smach medrish the divrei tera mitzvah the shmole divrei bloza ben arach. Okay? Tichsiv yod v'shudu amoyim. And then he says, umikom okay, mipnei hatuma nigzal. Okay? See, here, you get the impression something happened, and this mikom okay gets you nervous because of an apology about something. Okay? And you get the impression it's something new. Okay? But on the other hand, it's a little strange, because if we look at his Lashon, he says, because the Lashon, the Gemara, is that Kilu Rav Loza ben Erech is saying that Mikan Tzom Chacham L'Tilis Yadayim L'Chulim Min HaTeira. Okay? But the Ramban says, why did he say Somchu? On one hand, it's Min HaTeira, the other is Somchu. So he says, that's what he uses the Lashon, Smach Medrash. So this Smach Medrash, L'chor is clear, it's not a Drosh Gemula. Okay? And you don't even know how serious it is, okay? So, you know, this should be a problem to cause you to say Mikomokim and start to explain it. It's a little strange. In fact, if you look at the Tashbits, when he talks about Rav Loza ben Erech in Ovois, in Perik Beis Mishneches, he says, Perik Kol Abosa, Omer Tzir Zayin Mitzvah, my Mitzvah Mishneh Shmoh Div Rav Loza ben Erech, Shehoi Yisoymich Zeh Laposa Yod Vashut Rav Amoyim, Mitrech Pilpuloi. With Pilpuloi, you know, gets a little nervous that it's not real, okay? And the Shalom also basically seems to do this, because he says that the real Joshua, Ika the Shalom HaKadosh, in Kolei HaTalmud, Tezayin, Klal Rabbonon, Hoishin Sari Aleph, he says the Ika, Ho Inyan, Ho Ik. He says, Ho Inyan, Ika Bo Likrashini Menida, my Yod of Meavroi, Afko Meavroi. So the voice is, Vyod of Lashuta Pamoyim. So that's what he says, Yod of, it's a din of Yodayim. So it means that Tuma is basically only on something which is like Yodayim, which is Begoli, not Pesesa. My yod of me'avroi, af kol me'avroi. Lafuki beis estov, or talking about tefillah. Yod of shuk of amoyim, excuse me, talking about tefillah. And it means that only Yadayim need tefillah, not beis estov. And nothing to do with anything. And the whole thing is tam adrash ba'am. So, it means, l'chayra, that you could have interpreted differently. So, you know, it's a little bit strange. So, what exactly is going on? So l'chayr, what he's bothered by, which is, you know, not something that, you know, I would have been bothered by, Yod L'shut HaBamoyim is written by Tefillah of a Zav. It's not written by Truma. So how do you know that the mitzvah doesn't do with Truma? Because the Ramban's stressing that V'oid, my mitzvah zu b'atzma, that it's really going on, it's banging the Sach Truma, and l'chayr you can't do that, correct? So that's the point. And this is only talking about Tefillah Zav. So since it's not written by Truma, but that's what he says it. Umikomokim mipinei tu hatuma nigza. It's not a separate mitzvah, but even if it's not particularly Truma, it's because of Tuma. This is because of Tuma, it's not a separate mitzvah. Gzera because of Tuma. That's what he's saying. Okay? I can't say that I'm excited by what he's bothered by, you know. The thing is like a mabakach, you know. There's not enough to get excited about. The chiddush is, you know, is not that great, you know. So what do you want? And it seems to be clearly that he's bothered by something. It's not enough, because then he adds at the end, he has to be a raya to this. This is like a kash of Yukampukun, a dvomish of Mabakach. And he gives an answer to Mabakach. Teda, shall yechmiru bedovo, shetibu bamashke. והכל חזה לגזרס תומו בדבורים הצריך להי אוכל בתארה. And here he has להי אוכל בתארה. So the truth is, originally I would have knocked out the yud, and I would have said at the beginning that that's what it is, להי אוכל הכל בתארה. Okay? That's what I would have said is the better thing. That's what's going on here. And Shomai says, so it's very nice. But the question is, you know, you get the impression the Ramban is not even satisfied with this part, this issue of Zav, and he has to bang it and say, since Dovah Shibur Mashkeh, everyone's going to say it's because of Tumah, and Exeirat to Tumah, something like that, because of Tumah. So you're going to say that the Rav Loza Ben Arach is something different? So that's going to say, so since you have no other option, it's Kamashmur. That Lechoy has to prove something. You don't know why he's working so hard. So a priori, I would have said, but it's not pashas like that. Because there's another Gemara in Brochus, but he doesn't mention it. And he said, do many, you know, he's working very hard. So I would have said, the problem is, because another Gemara in Brochus, the Gemara in Nungimo, Omar Rav, Yamru, Masnit, Tatona, Viskadishnam, Elamayim, Vishoinim. Viskadishnam, Elamayim, Achrainim, Vachule. So, Tachma Fushi Gemara, and Fushi Droshtem, Viskadishnam. That there's such a thing as Mayim Rishayim. So maybe that's the reason to make it a mitzvah. And that's what he's bothered by. Okay. In fact, the Ramban and Chulin, there are 2 days, because Ramban is the Kashin Kufay and Mubayz, Vibin Eimar Omru, Mayim Achoyim Chayva, Vitimani, Hod the Be'in and Lakamon, Mayim Mitzvah, Leim of his Kaddish, Tam Yes. So what's the Gemara asking? Why does Gemara have the whole discussion of Bayim Lova? Let it say this Kaddish Nigmar and Brochus Nacham Afuish and Breiser and Shalom Yisrael. V'yesh Leimo Hahi L'mavorech HaMoitzim V'rekovet Brocha Kiri Amora. It's a separate Ian Kovet Brocha and you need a Tila. It has nothing to do with this Sugya, which is a Sugya about Tchuma. And it's also something else. The Kovod Brocha is only on the Mevorech. 10 people wash their hands, okay? But they might wash their hands because of Truma. But the Chiyuv because of Brocha, excuse me, the Chiyuv because of his Kaddishtem is only on the Mevorech. Okay? Of the Maisa. Of the Maisa. So it comes out that everyone has to wash because Vach Truma, and only the Mevorech has to wash Mishumis Kaddishtim. But Rabbeinu Shalom, everyone's a Mevorech. Right? Okay. Here, if you want, I can say next week I have a separate shiur, that it's not the pshat in brachos, in birchas hanenin, of shomei ha'koina, and taka everyone is not a mevorech. And therefore, the vishkadishtem is taka only on the person who's moitzi. Voraya in sograin, I want to tell you something, and everyone gets it wrong, because the amos is the opposite. And if you want, I'll explain the whole thing next week, but not negate anything. But this is the pshat in this Ramban, in Chiddush Ramban. This is the pshat, but this is the same idea. Comes the Ramah, you know, everyone was brought up as a child, that if you talk before you drink, you have to make a new break for your girlfriend.
Why?
Because you, it's the same way. If I make amotzi and I talk, I have to make a new amotzi, right? It's like a hesek, right? So, right, you brought up, your parents told you, oh, let's make a new break for a goffin. Steht Ramor verkehrt. Ramor says that if the Makadish drank, okay, and you were, after the Makadish drank, you were mafsik, you don't have to make a new break for a goffin. Okay? So I'm telling you, you see from that, and that's not the issue. If you want, you let me know. We can have a set machine. It's not a pshita mea kohina. Because in a pshita mea kohina, this is crazy. Okay? So there's a new din, at the mevorich, this kadishtim, and that's the Ramban saying. Okay? And that can't be pshat in the Gemara Chulin, because the Gemara Chulin is talking about my mitzvah that everyone has to be noito, not only the mevorich. Okay. It's an amazing Ramban, but not negate anything. Now, the second day in the Ramban, inami, mitzvah lishmoye divra boloze ben arech. So he's going on the second part, not an abaye for my mitzvah, okay? Mitzvah lishmoye divra chomim. But lovo, mitzvah lishmoye divra beranoach. Mitzvah shalei minei, de mitzvah lohu mamishakho. Okay? Rav Loza ben Ar, it's there, this Chavafu Shekho, Yesh lo smach min akho, vahi, mitz lishmo dibir hachomim, hi deleke, elo medrash bi almo, delo mishko bi yudayin klau. Viz kadishtem, stam, even you call Rav Loza ben Ar, brach, the Ramban calls it over here, a smach drash, lo chol apoch, it's a smach for it. In this kadishtem, talking about Yadayim, we don't know Bukhari you're talking about. Now, this, the truth is, what this kadishtem is, and how it reflects up in the Tilis Yadayim, what the Indian of Tayyis Haguf, Nikiyis Haguf, Rabban Chumish, with the Rabbein Bukhaye, and the Rabban in Tetzav about it, and there's other things. Okay, good, but this is not really our Indian. If you want, I can talk about that also, but we just got to get moving here. And it's an important issue, but this is not the Ramban. So Ramban, L'chayra, is saying that you could have pressed this new din of this Kadishtem in Rav Loza ben Arich according to the second Pshat L'chu. Okay? You could have said that that's what's going on over here. But the Gemara says, Rava quotes Rav Loza ben Arich, and he could have quoted even this Kadishtem, but Rav Loza ben Arich is more in terms of the pasuk, okay? Correct? So I understand if you would have said the Ika Pshat in mitzvah is because of this Kadishtem, I could have imagined you could have thought it's a separate mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah, minyan and mitzvahs, and then you have a problem, okay? And then you need an apology, okay? But since even he at this point, it's the mistabatik of Shat and the Gemara is the Moraloch, it just, you could have, you know, pushed it in, but once you don't do it, so there's no apology, there's no mikomokon. So mikomokon is going on this Dorosh Mabakach. I just don't get it, okay? It's very strange, but that's the, you know, I'm just telling you, you can play back and forth and in and out, but it's very difficult. Now, I'm going to tell you, no matter what you do, this has nothing to do with your dying mizuamos lebracha, okay? And your dying mizuamos lebracha, there's a tshuvas miyuchesed the Rashba, the Ramban, that says that it's going on kreisha bracha, and that's a definition, okay? And even again, the mizuv, the kreisha bracha, it's talking, not everyone is a Baruch on the Kesha Baruch, but it's the Mavarech. The Aloch is Gedolos, is Mashmanim, for Yudayim is Lomos, is even by Peres. And he says it very clearly. He says in Siman Aleph, V'chi amin etzok zuz yadayim. V'yazmune hani mi lehecha de koboi lemecha lachma. Aber de koboi lemecha peri min shivas aminim chitl seiro begefen u seino ina mechamesh aminim.
some type of gedera of other chamesh aminim, lo yiboy l'tilu zedayim. B'chule, avovadei metanfiyot, if your hands are dirty, afil l'peresoch, l'mimsha, mishum blocha. The Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Rav Masnita, Tan viskadish me'elamayim mishoinim, v'yisim kadish me'elamayim achoinim. So he's learning, even if his kadishna goes on the yadayim is lomais. Okay? So that's a whole different story. And you find back and forth, Magen Avraham say, see them here and there, back and forth, of whether this talk is such a problem. Okay? But whatever's going on over here, this is not what the Ramban's talking about. Correct? And I'll tell you, even if the Ramban would have taken this on, there's no kasha. Because since it's viskadishtem, the Bahalochas Kedoris has a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, viskadishtem via kedoshim, in his minyan mitzvahs. And Kuvase, Kufsam or Gimel, viskadishtem via kedoshim. So I don't think that's chat in the Ramban, first of all. Even though it's very nice and it's very lively, but it's not chat. I have no idea what's bothering so much to be so apologetic of the Mikomoke. Okay? Now, just want to point something out to you, okay? Everyone knows this. Everyone says, oh, but Kvega, it's basically, the Big Yosef quotes it in Yodeya in Simon Shemem Aleph also, Nistapek, Maria Pandri, Im Oinein, Chai bin Itzlisidayim, Umeireish, Adeloi Havi Chazine Sveka, Dehorab, Nhaniska, have a pshita like the chayiv. The natilus yedayim have him mishum gzeira. Posh kosvaram a periches, the avos atumus. The shlema goes al kodesh, the achav goes al hachom maf betruma. The goes al achul mishum slach truma. Shol me Yisrael. So it's a chanisa. It's an isa. And then it's chayiv no yisrael metera. And that's what Kvega learns. That's what Kvega in Shin Mem Aleph. And he's machalim between oinein in natilus yedayim and vichasam moitzi. I quote the Lashon Mar Repavit and the Gaitas. So I would tell you like this. According to the Ramban, I understand. Because Netilas Yadayim Lechulin is the Chsrach Truma, and then they banged it and they said Mishum Mitzvah, the Mishum Mitzvah, that's here a mitzvah atzma, or that the mitzvah is the gzeira, tach in Isra. So since in Isra, you have to wash. Okay. Haibu Abrisai, the Rambam, in Hilchos Avos Satumis, when he talks about the Tzilus Yadayim, for Truma, okay, he doesn't mention Chulim there at all. And in fact, he doesn't mention a mitzvah there at all. So it's only separate Issa. We don't even know that a person who washes according to the Rama for Truma and pays of Truma, well, the Bukhar makes the Bukhar on the Tzilus Yadayim. We don't know such a thing. So the double portion, that an Oine who is eating Truma has to wash. But the Rama is very careful and separates the Gemara Chulin and quotes the Gemara Chulin and quotes Vav. Only in Perek Vav Hilchos Brachos. So in Hilchos Brachos, and the mitzvah he brought the Vachal on Tzilus Yadayim. So maybe Fakir, in the Tzilus Yadayim, the Suda, maybe it's Taka only a mitzvah. It's Taka no Issa. There's no Issa. Maybe no, he wouldn't have to wash. Now, that's the first part of the shiur. Now the second part of the Shema. Okay? Now I want to tell you about the Rav Meshitta. And I want to do something which I think is let's say, a very, very important observation in Rambam. And I think it might be Amita Shoteir also. You know, if you walk in Yeshiva and you ask, what's the Tzilus Yadayim Lechulin according to Ramban?
So everyone will say, like a parakeet, or a parrot, whatever you want, Otan Biskalon says, the din of Yodayim Natulis, it's nothing to do with Tchuma, therefore the long quotes in Hilchos Brachos, and that's the answer to the Raivin's Kashi in Avos HaTumis, that the Raivin in Avos HaTumis says, that we're talking about Tils Yodayim with Tchuma, and he says, who are din of Gam Chulin, and the Ram doesn't mention it, and the Ram only mentions Hilchos Brachos, that's a separate din, and that's Biskalon, okay? Beseda? Everyone knows how to parrot that very well. Okay. Now I'm going to get started. Okay? So you understand, once you do it like that, you know, you have no problems. That your chur could be separate mitzvah, that's the Ram quotes it, and you know, b'chulei b'shalom Yisrael. Okay? The Ram says, let's start with this. The Rambam, let me read you a few halachas. You know, let's be honest. What I want to do is just be honest with ourselves. Okay? Peg Vov of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Tezayin. Now, let's just divorce ourselves, forget about everything, put the Biskrov on one side, and look at this Rambam, and ask yourself, you know, if you would have seen this Rambam, you would have said, you would have parodied the Biskrov Shtickle Tech. Okay, I'm not going to, you can decide yourself. Don't let me in any way. I don't have anything to do with it. Mayim rishonim, soch she'agbir yodav l'maylo, ad shelo yeitzu mayim chutz l'perek, v'yachziru v'yitamu es ha'yadayim. V'yachziru v'yitamu es ha'yadayim? How? In the Rambam, if Matilis Adayim has nothing to do with Tuma, how could he say there's a problem of Tzoch Shagbir Yodayim? Because the problem, because if you wash with your hands down, and then you put your hands up, and then you put your hands down, you can get yourself messed up. Where are you getting yourself messed up? What difference does it make? Okay. Let me ask you a little different question. We don't know, we have to understand Pshat in this Rambam. L'chair, hello? We have to understand Pshat in this Rambam, correct? This is not, in other words, I think everyone admits, but now, don't let me force you to say it, but you know, looking at this Rambam, you wouldn't necessarily jump up and say the Biskrov Shtickle Torah, you know, like, you know, there's no problem, correct? On the other hand, there's a Chayodim, which is well known, okay? Chayodim says that if someone's in the middle of a Suda and touches Kisvei HaKedesh, they have to make the Tzidish Adayim. Because since they were grazer, that Kisvei HaKedesh Matami Adayim, so Yadayim became Tomei. So the same with Sach Tum, which Machayim Atilach HaTchilish Machayim now. Correct? Would someone say that according to the Rambam, that if he touches Kisvei HaKedesh in the middle of the Suda, he has to wash again? So you actually say no. So you ask yourself, so what the heck, what are you talking about? The Rambam himself says that if a man go down and come up, you know, up and down, you know, it's a problem. So it's just the same thing. Okay? Then, I'll ask you something else. The Rambam in Perek Vov. Why does the Rambam say? Maybe you know the Rambam. Perek Vov Halachachov. Tzoch odun lenagiv es yodov. V'yach kach yoichal. V'chol oichal b'loi nigov yodayim k'oichal lechem tomei. What do you mean k'oichal lechem tomei? The whole... The homeless is diving to a tumor. That's a biskar shtickle there. What is the Rambam talking about? It's a good, reasonable question. So, you know, that's true. So, you know, that's the chayol. You know. See, back to where you started. Okay. So now, that's the chayolim. Klal mem sifchov. Nearly
denogei beemse suda besefer teira oy betfilin o betzuis o bemegila mina megilois anichtav makraf kedin zoch vito yodov shall call elu matamani yadayin from vubeshulchanoch simin kuf mem zayin v'magen avom shom ach kim shalom atzosi din zeba poiskim yito yodov loyvoch. I don't know what the thing is. So what's the suffix? So you know. So what's the difference? So he doesn't know the difference, but you know he's afraid to make a boch. Yeah. Okay. Say it. Now, that's the shot. Those are the questions. Okay. Lechem tome, lechem tome. The hagbos yadayim and lechem tome don't make any sense. Correct? And I think, okay, I'm not trying to twist your, you know, twist your arms, but everyone looking at the Biskulov Stikul Teira and actually open the Zeram Perek Vav will say, you know, what's scoop? Correct? Next. Mo Chulin Kuf Zayin Mubez. Ishtamite Ho the Omer of Tachlifa Barabimi, Omer Shmuel, Hitiru Mapo Leuchle Trumo, Vleitiru Mapo Leuchle Tahareis. Okay? They will matir Mapo to put something on your hand, to wear gloves or whatever it is, and eat Trumo, even though you're dying on a tome, but they won't matir Tahareis. And Rashi explains, the Kohen is reason, hey, loy nage. So, Rashi says, what about Tarois? Rashi says, Tarois, or Uchli Chun betaro. The Ram says, Tarois, Achuma Tarois, Achuma Tarois, Akkadish, okay? And Tracy says, Rabbi Gershon, also like the Rambam. The Ramban, Lachur clearly seems to say, look at the Ramban, that you get the impression Ramban, the Ramas Luchun al Aperik, Chush Ramban Kupav Man Alef, and you get the impression, the question is Taris Luchun in the same din? The Ramban assumes a double portion. Yerushalmi, So what's he quoting this to that? So then he says, "V'chein mashen lekol moni v'holich mikodesh v'chul l'tchuma d'mamayit v'holichu." For Rav Ami, Mishum the Kohen who Machum the Truma Kachun. But you don't get the impression of Machalik between Tyrus and Chun. Okay, so I ask you, what's the conclusion? This Mapa is Muta by Truma and also in Tyrus and also in Chun. Correct. The Rambam is very clear. In Ovos Atumis, he says they were Geize Mapa. There's the Issa Mapo in Tantaros. Very clear. However, that's Ram Shavu's Tumois, Perichet Alokates, Lat Odom Yodo Bamapo, Virchot Tumo, Bullet is a dying. They Hoshi Shem Yiga, Avulu Yasa came, Bachul Shinasa Altairis Akkadish, O Altairis Tumo, Gzeir Shem Yiga. So, you know, however, you don't get that impression in the Rambam by Matilas Adayim for Chul. The Shaili is, what's going on? Demesis. Whatever you want, the Chayyur the Ram is telling you that Netilas Yadayim v'chumash nasa tayus truma or tayus kodesh is part of the Gzeirah from truma, because therefore the Ram quotes an Avos Atumis.
correct? And the whole discussion about the mapa is as far as that gezeira from Svach Truma. Okay. So Eifer has nothing to do with Chum, but we have to understand what the issue is. Correct? Ram Perig Vav Chum is Alachi Yud Ches. Lot Adam Es Yodah B'mapa V'Eichel B'hem Pas O Dovah Shedibul V'mashka Afo Pishalo Not Al Yodah. What's going on? No, so the Rabbi says, "Frek the kasha." V'aloi omru lo itiru l'mapo el yochri tum bovad. That's his kasha. So what's the heta? And the Rosh is also like that. Periches semiyut ches shol itiru mapo lo yochri tayris koshkein v'chun greider. Okay. So those people who are noyge heta were wearing gloves or putting plastic on their hands when they eat. It's the Rambam. But, you know, it's not the Ravid, it's not the Rosh, it's not the Din. And they're going to take a portion. So comes the Beis Yosef, who says, Pshat, the Chesed, you know. He says in Beis Yosef, Kuf Samachim, Avor Rambam, Kosa Perigvot, Milchus Brocho, Is Lod Odom, Yodah, Vachulei, Near Shadite Lurm the Dafka Berkeley Chun, Chulein Betaira, Tires Kledish or Tumom, which lay till Loichel Mapa, Bukhun Greda Loi. The Kiva the Labon the Tilis Hedaim, Elamishum Srach Tumo, Loi Goza Buhu Tfe Mibetuma. So he flips it. He does something which you would have said is impossible. He assumes the exact opposite of Biskirov, and he says, they're basically, it's like the Ram, like the other Gishonim, it's Srach Truma, and since it's Srach Truma, it's not worse than Truma, okay? But that, you know, and Tahareis are worse? That's not Srach Truma, it's a separate, you know, it's a little strange. This is a Shtickle Terrier from Beis Yosef. Okay, it needs work, but that's a Shtickle Terrier. As he says, the fikoch the base of Behilchus Brochus, the asik bachilus chun grede, hit alecha le de mapo. Okay, by lot, no. Okay, say it. Now, I want to say, vanira loima beza shemis koch. I want to explain what's going on over here. And you can decide yourself. Okay? The Ramban was working very hard about the word srach, correct? And he says it wasn't a real gezeira. It was nischu levad, and mishum mitzvah nabai was that there was a real gezeira. Mitzvah, he, mitzvah atzma, right? Correct? I want to suggest that Ram learned a whole different pshat of srach, and that Ram might also paskin the gemara of srach truma. And I'll explain to you what I mean. Even though it sounds like fear, it's not a biskalov, but you'll see what happens, okay? Comes the Gemon Chu and Yuma, Laman Omer Aleph, Rav Yehuda Oime Srach Tfilahi, Zu, Kdei Tziyazko, Tuma Yishana Shabiyada Vyifresh. The first tfilah is Srach Tuma. Srach Tumah. Omalei Abaye the Rav Yosef. Tfila hizu chaytzeitz o eno chaytzeitz. Now the dirich tzitz on this tfila, which is only srach. This is the tfila from srach. So the question, maybe there might be in the Tfilas Yadayim, which is srach. And that's what I want to suggest. And that's the word srach. Okay, we'll see. Chaitz, eino chaitz, it's omalei, kol the tikkun rabbanan kein the reis the tikkun. So it means kol tikkun rabbanan kein the reis the tikkun. Logically, you would have said there's no chitzitza. This is kol tikkun rabbanan kein the reis the tikkun. Even though it has nothing to do, it's only srach, it has nothing to do, it still has the same dinam. But it has nothing to do. But since it's srach, it's kol tikkun rabbanan kein the reis the tikkun. So srach means this like a kesher ba'alma. there's only some type of interrelationship between the two, but there's no, it's not real, okay? And the Tzrach Tefillah is not a real Tefillah, but since they said Tzrach Tefillah and called Tikkun HaBonot, so they made it like a Tefillah, correct? So, therefore, that was the whole question, are there Dini Chatzitza Noig? And the answer is that even though the Chalos Tefillah is not a real Tefillah, it's not nothing, but the Maisa Tefillah is the same Maisa Tefillah. And since in Chatzitza there's no Maisa Tefillah, so there's no Maisa Tzrach Tefillah also. L'chor is not taking Gemara. Correct? So, it's not the Ramban Bechlau of Tzrach, correct? Okay. So I want to say, according to the Ramban, what happened in Tilis Yedayim L'chulim is also passed in Tzrach Tuma. The Ram didn't deny Tzrach Tuma. Every place in the Gemara, it says Tzrach Tuma. And all the Kisri Yad. In all the Mishum Tzrach Tuma. But the Rambam held that the Oid Mishum Mitzvah is a Sofas Tam. But everyone holds the Tzrach Tuma. So it's only, but it's only Keshev Alma. Therefore, the Dine, Netilas Yadayim, and Hilchos Brachos, even though most of them are explanation of Yoid Mishum Mitzvah, that's not a steal to the Tzrach Tuma, because it's both. They complement, the timing complement each other. The same way you require a Maisa Tefillah because of Tzrach, even though the Chalois is not a Chalois of Tefillah, it's only Tzrach Ba'alma. Netilas Yadayim B'chulin also. The Maisa Netilah is a Maisa Netilah of Tchuma. But the Chalois has nothing to do with Tum B'tayra, but it's a Maisa Netilah of Tzrach. The same way it is a Maisa Tefillah of Tzrach. And that's the drama. If that's correct, the same way, this is the Ram in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Kfar Biyamu, Perek Shishi Hilchos Brachos. It's the Ram in Hilchos Mikvos. What does Mikvos have to do when the two is Yadayim from Yayim the Tulois? My Yadayim the Tulois? The Ram in Hilchos Mikvos. And Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Kfar Biyamu, Perek Shishi Hilchos Brachos. Kol mini hamayim apoyt natiris yadayim ve'echsherim v'chol akelim sh'noitlin b'hen liyadayim v'she'ein noitlin ve'ezu nesina hi mikoyach noisein u'ksheira ve'ezu nesina eino mikoyach noisein u'ksula v'chol oisen ha'dvorim sh'bi'an u'shom natiris yadayim l'pas chulim kachin l'tchuma. It's all one din, because the meisen natila is the same meisen natila. וכשם שכל ספק יודעים תהירס לחולין כמו שביאלנו שם כך הם לתרומו כל ספק יודעים תהור. How could you make such a comparison? Because the Tzrach or the Maisa Netila is the same Maisa Netila. Now oi bezei rabbi sein dram pek vovirus vokas lochete sein. Mayim Rishonim Tzorch Sheagbi Yod L'Mayilav Ad Shelo Yetzim Mayim Chutz L'Perg V'Yazu Yitamis Yedayim. The Din HaTbor is not a Stam Hechatimsa that Yedayim shouldn't be Tomei, but it's a Chilek L'Mayis Netila of the Mayim Rishonim Mishon Kol L'Tikun Rabbonim, and it's the Tzrach Truma Kamo Yisach Tefila. And forgot in Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam is machalik between Mayim Rishonim Tzorch Sheagbia Yodav Lamaila Ad Shelo Yetzi Mayim Chutz LaPerek V'Yazav Yitamos Yadayim V'Achroinim Tzorch Sheyashpil V'Chulei V'Chulei Mayim Rishonim Nitla Bein Minakli Bein agabe kli, bein agabe kakla, achulim v'chulei. The chilukei dinim emais netilo, and what it's explaining, b'shimayim b'shalim mayim achrenim. But all the dinim are in the maisa netilo. The problem of nikmu yedayim is only in the maisa netilo, because since they said the maisa netilo of, even though it's yedayim netulois and chalois, but the maisa netilo is the maisa netilo of truma. And if in the maisa netilo you're metami yedayim, in the netilo itself you're not mabir yodov, then you have a problem. So if it's derech maisa netilo, it's a problem. And that's where you have to be noitel yodov. You're not magbir yodayim, and it's yavzul. And that's the din of oichopas b'li niguv. Because niguv is also part of the maisa netilo. After niguv, netilo is finished. And until niguv, there's a problem. But it's not a problem any stam netilo. It's in the maisa netilo. And that's the Rambam. Tzoch odom n'yagiv yodav v'akach yochav v'chol o'ichav v'lo nigum yodayim k'ichol lechem tome, because it's felt in the Mais Netila. But the Mais Netila, it's not that there's a problem of tumor. It's toch Rambam n'chus brochus, it's toch yodayim n'tulis. But the Mais Netila is the Mais Netila of tumor.
It would have been better if
said
what?
That
not because Shuli Tam was
Yadayim. That you have to do the same Maisa. No, but that's the problem. It's the Maisa. So, what's the problem? If the Mayim come in over here, it's not that Maisa. That's good for the vault. That's good for the vault. Why is it? What's the definition of the Maisa? A Maisa Netila, which does not Matami Yadayim. But if the Maisa Netila itself is Matami Yadayim, it's felt in the Maisa Netila. It's what's defining the Srach of the Maisa Netila. And the Netilas Yadayim of Boash and Bula B'mashke is only in the Srach. But it's also a din of Yadayim Netulais. Wherever they said a srach, that in truma you require this mice and the tila, because a tumor in chun you also require it, because dovah shibulu mashke. But it's in chalois, it's the same thing as the tila sedayim of chun. So then, if that's correct, and that's why the Ram Pirush Shnayis quotes everything together. And you look here, I can explain this Barichas a little bit beyond what I want to talk about. Open up the Rambam and Pirush Shnayis and Masech Yedayim and Akdomo, and you see there he says, V'hinu Tish Yatil Yedayim Zulas Tfilus Yedayim Tish Yedayim Halichayva Lo'echo Pas V'afilu Ho'yis HaShachun Kom Shivayam V'shein Lechagiga V'chein Lo'echo Kol Dov V'noizel V'afilu Ho'yichun. Okay, and then he says at the end of that paragraph, "Avol im hoy mayim shuvim nikvim b'mikva echod ein luchis yadayim muteres bohem u'shelo yihu mayim shnistanam areim." And he's talking about the din of tefilas yadayim applies also to tefilas yadayim chun, because the ma'isach the ma'isa, and that's what he says in Pirush Mishnayis. V'akdom acheres shim hoy yideyodim tmeis v'yotzek aleim mayim l'talon. Sha'ulin lo ye pokak mivis, hari yadyod of teheris, el tzoch lo rochetzo nachakach, v'mayim acherim. And this din does not apply. That doesn't apply to chun. So that's what this chadish over here. The srach and the oid mishu mitzvah is two separate dinim. There's one din that the srach truma, that the etzemais netila, is the chasrach truma. And that's the sugya, the oig mishum mitzvah. There's noch a din. There's a din from yadayim netulos. Shh. Din from yadayim netulos. And therefore, since the din from yadayim netulos, and it's a separate mitzvah, and that's the whole gemara, and that's the bracha. So that That's his kasha in the Baha'am. That's where he ends off. Okay. Then I want to finish this off. V'niolahis. It's a meduktik like this. The Ram, Chosavoy Satumois, Letil Shedayim Etchumo, he only says the word Gzeira. He doesn't say Takonim. Because Ram, Shavoy Satumois, the Perichet Alochez, Shalom Melech Obeidinoi, Gozu, Alkohol, Hayudayim, Sheyu Shniois, Viafapi, Shalom Yod, Bavadish Nitmu, Bene, Shedayim Maskonis, Loy Goza Shloimoi, Al Yedayim Tumo, El Lakadish. Ve'akach gozu chachomim she'achrov af v'tchuma lefikach tzor l'til shedayim v'tchuma lefikach estam. There wasn't a separate gzeira, so the whole portion lefikach, and it wasn't a separate mitzvah noga v'tchuma k'rito yodah pasluah v'nisrefes al tumezu, and that's lefikach. There's no mitzvah at all. There's no brach at all. It's only what's neschalish in the Gemara from Chulin that we oid mishum mitzvah tesach noch a din, and in that din, that's the Ram says that the tilus yadayim in brachos is one din with tilus yadayim of tefillah. The tilus, there is no isa to daven without the tilus yadayim, and the bracha al tilus yadayim in Ram for tefillah is not because of the isa, it's the chamitzvah. And in that, Netilas Yadayim Lechulin, and Netilas Yadayim Tefillah is one din, and that's the Ram and Hilchos Brachos. And all the dinim taka, and the Ram and Hilchos Mikvaos says, he quotes some of the dinim and Hilchos Brachos to apply also in Torah, because it's all one din, and the Mais and the Dina from Tzach is the same Mais and the Dina. And that's the Ram and Hilchos Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Shoshim, they ask the Bahag, because of the Oid Mishum Mitzvah, there's a problem. That the emes is, the Ramban was afraid of that, and he worked very hard. The Oid Mishum Mitzvah is not something else. The Oid Mishum Mitzvah is basically the exact same thing. Mitzvah Zu Abatzma. And that really is the discussion between Ram and Ramban. That's all for that.